Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are always with us, that your Spirit can guide us and help us. On this day, beautiful with sunshine, hot weather, may we experience your love and listen to your word and obey it. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, currently, as you may have heard, farmers in East Anglia are not able to water their crops anymore. And this was from yesterday, because of the heat and because of the lack of water in East Anglia and Cambridgeshire. And we too are under that ban of not to water our crops. Well, we can if we've got a watering can and carry it out, but we're not able to use pressure hoses and that kind of thing. It's banned. It's more than, I think, about 30 years since that restriction was imposed upon us. So that's it. So I hope you know that, and keep on watering your gardens in the right kind of way. Oh, and of course, if you've got a paddling pool, you can't fill that either. But that's quite a different thing, isn't it? Do you like gardening? One or two people do, some are not quite so sure. Well, some of you know that I like gardening and do quite a bit in the garden. Barbara's the person who cuts the lawn. I do the kind of rest of things. And I have to prepare the soil to put in seeds, to prepare the soil properly, and also to put the plants in the right place and look after them. This is because I'm a gardener. And the parable we're looking at today is familiar for many of us. It is called the parable of the sower. Well, just recently, I read this. It's given a different name for this parable. It could be called the parable of the soils, because that's a lot of what it is about. Of course, in this parable, the sower is God himself, the one who sows the seeds. And of course, it's very important because the seeds that he sows are his words to us. Of course, in Jesus' time, there was no brilliant machinery, so the farmer had to do something quite different. When he went to sow the seeds, he put a bag over his neck, and the seeds were in this bag, and what he used to do was to go like this, scattering seeds here, there, and everywhere. And they would fall in different areas and different places, as we heard. And so it is this, that as they sowed, there were different fields, and between the fields there was a path, and it was a hard path, a stony path, and could be a rocky path like that. And this is where the seeds fell, and Jesus said that where those seeds fall, people don't really understand what it's about. And we read that the evil one, or Luke says actually Satan, and Mark does the same, intervenes into people's lives so that they don't believe what they've just heard. That's very sad, isn't it? Very sad. And do you know, over the years, people who have come to our church and hear God's words, maybe come a number of times, have been with us for a little while, and then left, which is sad. Disappeared. And do we actually do enough to discover why? Perhaps if we do more, it might encourage them to come back again and to hear God's words. Encourage them to come again. And in Palestine, there were areas across limestone rocks, a lot of limestone rocks, and there the earth was very thin. The soil was thin, over those limestone rocks. And so we heard again that people who there, who received the word, received it with joy, but the soil was shallow. And so God's word didn't get rooted in them strongly. And when troubles came, persecutions came, difficulties came, they went away. They went away. They'd received it with joy, but they didn't get rooted. How important it is for us to help people who come to Christ here, to help them get rooted in God's word and to strengthen them and help them progress so that their faith can become stronger, so they can stand firm. And we, as we heard, the third seeds fell and grow in better soil. But as the plants grew, so also do the thistles or thorns. And as they grew, they choked the other plants. They choked them. And Luke tells us this, that God's word is overcome by life's worries or cares, by life's riches or wealth, by life's pleasures. I mean, isn't it pleasurable for some of us who like and play tennis to watch Wimbledon? Ah, will I spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours watching Wimbledon and not looking after my wife? Oh my God. You can get put on to one side quite easily if we are not careful. So this applies to us as well. If we're not careful, the focus that we have in our lives can be on a comfortable living, a very satisfactory living. We can be self-satisfied. And there's a danger then that we can be static in our faith and not grow, keep on growing closer to God. Prophet Ezekiel said this, cautions us really, for they hear your words, but do not put them into practice. If we become self-satisfied, that could be the case for us. And sadly, many of us know family or friends who once were following God, but have gone away from him subsequently. For various reasons, for some of those things as I mentioned, you know, the riches they have or the interests they have or things like that. So we need to keep on praying for them. And when the opportunity arises, to actually talk God's word to them as well, maybe challenge them again. And then the final seed, as we know, falls into good soil. So if people hear God's word and understand it and obey it, then they can become spiritually stronger and produce more of God wants us to produce. And this, of course, applies to us as well. One thing that we should be doing is letting people know that we are followers of Christ. Does your next door neighbour know that you're a follower of Christ? I had an interesting experience. We had a new neighbour. The bungalow next door to us had been unoccupied for 3 years. Hedges grew a lot. And I went round to meet him. And he said to me, "Are you a Christian?" I thought, that's an interesting question. And what had happened was, some of our mail had accidentally been delivered to him, and were Christian magazines and things like that. And then he said to me, I used to be, when I lived in South Africa. And he's not now, he's a widower on his own, but we've got a relationship. And that is unusual, isn't it? You sometimes get amazing things kind of happen to do that. So we should be letting people know that we are followers of Christ. And like, as it were, the Cambridge International Outreach Team are doing that now. And they're here today and will be with us in a moment to talk. Later on, they will be, as I have done already this week, and continue sowing God's seed to international people they meet in our city. People they will meet that we will never meet. Being sowers of God's word to people from all around the world who are here. So let's pray for them this week and in the following weeks and another couple more weeks as well, praying for them. So we too should be prepared to share the good news of Jesus, shouldn't we? When the opportunities come, and we should pray for these opportunities. Sharing God's word can have results, as we heard in Isaiah. God's word goes out from his mouth and will not return empty to him. And of course, as Dick France said this, not all will respond, but there will be some who do, and the harvest will be rich. So we may plant seeds into people's lives. And as Paul said, only God it is who makes things grow. He is the one who makes things grow. We are fellow workers in Christ's service, in God's service, aren't we? And it's interesting at the end of our reading that Matthew refers to the seed producing a crop, yielding 30 times what was sown. I wonder if this means becoming more and more useful in God's service as we develop spiritually ourselves. Because if you just suddenly come to Christ, it's quite a little bit, isn't it? More tricky. As we grow, God challenges us to do all kinds of things, maybe different things, even when you're old. Even when you're old. I came upon this quote as well. The whole of the Christian life is one of continual and progressive response to fresh spiritual revelation. The whole of our Christian lives. Not just in our 20s, but also in our 90s and 100 if you ever get to that point, and so on. As I said before, if you're not careful, we can become stagnant instead of becoming progressive in our spiritual lives. We need to be patient very often as we share God's truth and love. You may have been sharing God's love with someone for years and years and years and years, and they have not responded. We have to be patient. We live, as William Barclay said, we live in an age which looks for quick results. That's true, isn't it? But in the sowing of the seed, we must sow in patience and hope. Isn't that true of our time? Yeah? Quick results? And actually, he said that 69 years ago. And it's still the same. Quick results. We need to trust in God. We need to have confidence in our Lord. So let's continue to be people who actually sow the seed as he directs us in the right way. Sow the seed of God's word in our homes, in our families, in our church, in our work, if we are in work, or in our retirement, and in our communities, so that we may honour and serve him as he would have us to do. Amen.